It's me. Yeah, sorry, it's pretty loud. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Okay, good. Listen, where are you right now? At home. Is everything okay with you? Oh, you have a fever. Well, is your girlfriend at the house with you right now? Oh, she said she's working late, huh? Nothing. I mean, not nothing. I kind of hoped she was with you right now. Okay. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but she's here. And she's not alone. Yes, her. Your girlfriend. She's here. In the club. Where I'm at. With my friends. I'll send you a picture. Hold on. I may be confusing her with someone else. Oh. It's really her, huh? I'm so sorry, sweetie. They've been here for half an hour. At least it's been half an hour since I last saw them. I've been watching them closely because I wasn't sure. Yeah, and it doesn't look like they just bumped into each other either. I'm so sorry. Do you want me to come over? Okay. But if you need anything, call me, okay? I love you.
Shit, it's them.
They're calling.
Yeah, I can handle this. Let me just go to the bathroom to take this. I'll be right back. Hey, babe, what's up? Yeah, I'm still at work. We're swamped. These damn projects are really taking up all my time. When am I coming home? I'll be home in over an hour, maybe? Depends on how much I can finish up here. By the way, how's your fever? Did you remember to take the meds and drink plenty of water? You remember a lot? Okay. Well, I have to go. My boss is glaring at me. See you at home, baby. Love you. Ugh, what pain. Hey, now, where were we? Nah, they were just asking if I'm still at work. I don't think so. If they suspect anything, then they would have told me to go home. Their voice sounds a little shaky, though. But that's just probably because of the fever. I know. I'm gonna break up with them eventually. Just give me time. I'm just finding the right moment. I know I've been saying that for a while. It's just, they've been my partner for the last 4 years. I can't just break up with them for no reason. I don't know. We're bound to have some sort of argument, and that's when I'll do it. Yes, I promise. You're the one I want. You know that. Now then, I do believe we were dancing. Come here. Baby, I'm home.
Now, what the hell is wrong with you? What? Who is who? What are you talking about? What? Cheating? No. No, I'm not cheating on you. What the fuck? Where did you even get this idea from?
How am I supposed to tell you who is who when I don't even know what you're talking about?
No, no, don't cry, baby. Come on. I'm not cheating on you, I swear. You're the only one I want. Don't cry. Come here.
Damn it.
Come on. Why am I not allowed to touch you?
Baby, calm down, please. You're overthinking things. I was at work, like I told you. I don't even look at anyone else like that. I've told you a million times. You're the only one I want. Baby, come on, calm down. Your fever will get worse.
How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not cheating on you. I have never cheated on you. You know that. I...
You know what? I just came home from work. I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed. It's up to you if you want to stay here overanalyzing everything, okay?
What? What video? An hour ago? At the club? Let me see it. Shit. Baby, this must be a mistake. I was at work. You can call Michelle if you want. We were at the office.
You did. Well, what did she say?
See, I told you. I was at work. This friend of yours just wants to ruin our relationship.
I must say, baby, you need better friends.
Oh? Who else did you call? And what did Brian say?
I'm sorry, let me explain!
Three months. It happened when we had that big argument and you went to sleep at your mom's. I went to a bar to cool off when... Yeah. It was supposed to be a one-time thing, and I really regretted it. I didn't want to tell you because it was pointless. It didn't mean anything to me. Thought I'd never do it again.
Yes, we met again at that weekend conference.
I don't know for the thrill. I can't remember the last time I had fun. Real fun. Not going to karaoke, dinner dates, movies and shit. I wake up every day and it's just like I'm living like an automated machine. I wake up, go to work, then go home and do it all over again. My life was just passing by and I'm wasting it. Until I met them. When I met them, I wasn't boring. I didn't dread going to work every day. They make me do stuff. The stuff I've always wanted to do but put off for practical reasons. I experience this sort of high every time I'm with them. They make me do fun things. Real, exciting, thrilling things. I'm fun when I'm with them, and I've forgotten what it's like. I couldn't tell you. You're like my safety net, my comfort. I knew you were gonna leave me if you knew. I didn't want to lose you. No. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll pack up my stuff. I'm so sorry, sorry. I never wanted to hurt you. You can't handle my Meta Knight. Oh. Hey, baby. What's wrong? You're crying. Oh, sweetie, come here, come here. Shh. Guys, I gotta go. Yeah, whatever, tomorrow. Hey, shh. Come here. Lay next to me. That's it. Put your head on my chest so I can stroke your hair. What's wrong? You look so upset. You listen to my new audio? Which one? Oh, the one about cheating. I see. That's what made you cry. I'm sorry it hurt you, baby, but I told you not to listen to those kinds of audios. I make them because, apparently, people like them. It's right up there with argument audios. Yeah, I know. It's probably because audios like those make them feel more intense emotions than the fluff ones. I mean, I've had people in my comment section curse at me and thank me at the same time for making argument videos. Yeah, there are people who prefer fluff over fight audios. Preference varies like that, I guess. Yeah, you're the one who leans more towards the heated argument audios, despite how upset they make you. Hmm? Cheating? No. I could never do that to you, baby. You're my number one and only. Forever and always. Prove it, huh? Give me your hand. Doesn't the ring on this particular finger prove it? Oh, you need more assurance. Okay. As a sort of apology and assurance, how about I make a fluff audio dedicated to you? A personal audio? All right, I can do that. And since it's personal, how about I make it spicy? Oh, you don't want that. You want the fluff?
You wound me, sweetheart.
Okay, I'll make it. Stop hitting me. Hey, look at me. I love you. Yeah, I really do. And no one's ever going to take me away from you. I swear. No,
Let me stand up and keep your head still plastered to my chest like this. We are journeying to the kitchen, Your Grace. It seems your tummy is rumbling. I, your personal chef, will have the honor of cooking your meal. Eh, shut up, it made you smile. Now, come on. Let's go eat something that's very bad for us at this very late hour of the night. That is a great idea. Let's do it!